The National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, the largest indoor farm equipment show in the known universe. And Barry Nelson, the marketing manager for John Deere, is probably in the most trafficked booth in the entire show. Barry, when we are here looking at John Deere's display at the Farm Machinery Show, there's a little bit of everything here. Kind of give us an overview.
Right. Actually, we could use a little more space, but it's unbelievable the equipment that we cram in here. When you consider a large combine, some large tractors, seeding equipment, and then even the smaller lawn and garden type tractors, because the people that come through here are of all different walks of life. And they estimate about 300,000 will go through the Louisville National Farm Machinery Show in the 4 days that we're here.
When you're putting together a show of this caliber and size, and then all of a sudden trying to manage it into a smaller space than your outdoor shows, how do you prioritize what you bring into the house?
Well, first of all, typically John Deere has a new product launch in August for the fall farm shows, so the number one priority is if we have new equipment, because a lot of our customers want to talk to somebody about, see the new features, kick the tires, and really understand what the new technology is all about. And then we take a look at the basically the market segment around the Louisville area, and then you kind of help you figure out what equipment you need to have there.
Now, typically, this time when you mentioned those new product launches, we had quite a few new products to talk about, the 30 series tractors, the bullet rotor, and the list goes on, some new sprayers to talk about. What's been the most anticipated product that folks have come to look at?
Well, the 8,000 30 series tractors, because basically, our engineers almost had to start from scratch simply because we had to design a new engine that met emission standards. And so not only were they able to design that engine with more power, but they were able to get more fuel efficiency out of it. So the tractors that are built now are 5 to 10% more fuel efficient than the ones they're replacing, especially if you have the IVT transmission with it.
And that infinitely variable transmission, you have a cutaway of that on display here where folks can look at the internal workings of it, but that's been another real transformation in efficiency for the product line.
That's right. We do have a cutaway of the IVT infinitely variable transmission. We also have a cutaway of the bullet rotor so people can see the guts of the combine. And that's why these shows are so valuable, because they can get a close-up view and really understand the features, and then have factory experts here they can talk to about the different machines.
What's the number one question that customers ask you at a show like this?
Why is the price of farm equipment so high? And of course, what we like to think of is, you still look at cost per acre, and the people that are buying these new machines, they're in business, you know, to raise crops. And it is tough, but if you still compare the price per acre of farm equipment, it's still a pretty good deal.
Barry Nelson with John Deere is going to be with us here throughout the Farm Machinery Show. And anything that you miss here in the barn, you can always catch on our website, buckeyeag.com.